Good morning, Wake Up HGC. And I know you guys were not hearing this, but, you know, we've been having an conversation, a funny conversation right before going on air, telling about pets and their friends, I guess, right? That's a good way of saying that. And this morning we are, I know that Veterans Day was last week, but we are celebrating them today because, you know what, we need to celebrate them every day. It's not just one day a year that we need to pay attention to them. It's every single day of the year. Their commitment was not one day. Their commitment many times was for many, many years, and their commitment is really for life. So we are taking time today to celebrate veterans, and with me I have Sandy Kribble, and she is the former national president for the VFW. That's the Veterans of Foreign Wars.
Auxiliary.
Yes. Good morning and welcome, Sandy. Thanks for coming in. I appreciate you being here.
Well, thank you for asking me.
And I also have a little hero of his own. His name is Tyler. How do you say your last name, Tyler? I don't want to mess it up.
Stallings.
Stallings. And this is Tyler Stallings. And he is, I'm sure you guys have heard his story. The headlines read something like 4-year-old and 5-year-old and 6-year-old, you know, a kid entrepreneur that's helping the veterans. And he is with us this morning. And he's going to tell us all about his entrepreneurship efforts and the way that he helps the veterans. So thank you for coming, Tyler. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
And let's start this conversation. And, you know, if you guys are watching us on Facebook, I obviously don't want to, I would be remiss not to tell you who our third person in studio is. And because, you know, we have a little boy here, and usually for all purposes, a little boy needs the support of adults in order to be successful. And a great support for Tyler is his mom, Miss Andrea Blackston. Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks.
So we have a full studio with great stories this morning. And before we talk about the veterans and the BFW and Tyler's entrepreneurship efforts, I do want to get to learn a little bit more about yourselves. Just, you know, Sandy, let's start with you. Who are you? Why are you so passionate about helping veterans? Is there like a personal connection there? Or is this just something that, you know, as you were going through life, you saw that there was a need there and you decided to just jump in? Tell us a little bit about you.
Well, my dad's a veteran of World War II in Korea. And growing up, you know, he always taught us about respect for the flag and country and how important it is every day to respect veterans. If you saw a hat or you saw a t-shirt or you knew it was a veteran, to make sure that you said thank you. And when I was about 12 years old, a friend of mine asked about joining the VFW Auxiliary. At that time was a junior girls unit. So I ran home, I told my dad, and found out that he was a member all along. So the whole family got involved with the Veterans of Foreign Wars and the auxiliary. And I started to go into the VA hospitals, having Veterans Day programs, and I saw the passion that they had to serve their country even after they fought in a war. Some who are still fighting wars with PTSD and wounds and other things that they have gone through. And to see their strength and their hope for a better country for what they fought for. And
That's
my passion right there. And I also have a son who is 100% disabled veteran from the Persian Gulf War.
Wow. Tyler, do you have any family members that are veterans? Or tell us a little bit about you. Tell us a little bit about your story. You are 8 years old now, right?
Yes.
And tell me a little bit about yourself. You know, some of the things you like, some of the things, and why you started your company, your entrepreneurial business.
So when I was 4, I saw a video. About homeless veterans, and I said it was not right. I want to build houses for them. That's what led to Hero Bags, and it was supposed to be one day the year, and then it turned to like almost all the time, literally.
Wow. So this video that you saw, what did you see in that video that you just felt was so wrong about it? Like, what What did you see on that?
It showed them on the street, you know, with signs and, hey, I need help, blah, 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 and no one was helping. So that pretty much what caught my attention.
Right. Do you have any veterans in your family? Is there any of your family members veterans?
Yes, a lot.
A lot?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can you tell us who, a couple of them, not everybody, but, you know, a couple of them that stick out in your mind?
Well, my uncle, who's my favorite one.
Okay.
Uh-oh. My gramps, okay. Who is Air Force, which is one of my favorite branches.
Okay.
Let's see. My cousin Dana, she's one.
My great-grandfather.
Wow. So you come from a family where you've seen veterans.
Even one of my mom's fathers is a veteran, but I might just call him my adopted grandpa.
Okay.
Because apparently when I visit, usually I like to sit over there with him.
Okay. That's great. So you have a lot of veterans in your family, and then you saw this video and you were like, that's not right. That could be one of my family members, and I don't want them to be like that, right? So tell us about that first project that you talked about, the Bags for Heroes. What was the idea there? You said it was supposed to be one day. What was that day about? What were you going to do on that one day?
Like, hand out different things for veterans.
Okay, great. And then that turned out to be a bigger thing that's now, like, almost every day, you say?
Yes.
Yeah, so what are you doing now? Tell me a little bit about what you're doing now.
So, I have the veteran project.
What is that?
So, that's, like, I hand out, like, bags
to
the veterans with things packed in them. Also, I have other projects, like, hand the books out to kids who can't get them or go to libraries. I also have a business, and whatever I sell, some of it goes to the veterans.
So tell me, where are you getting all of these things? Because all things cost money. At least I have not been able to find a free source for all of my needs. So how are you getting all of these things to veterans? You know, all of these things that you're handing out?
So really, I fundraise the money is how I do it.
Okay. And how are you doing these fundraisers?
So I do it through GoFundMe.
Okay.
It's one of the ways which has been a really good help.
Okay. Great. Mm-hmm. Do you do ever, like, events or things like that, or is it just through GoFundMe mostly?
You're selling things.
Sometimes I sell things.
Okay.
It depends.
Okay, great. So if people wanted to buy some of these things and wanted to help you, where can they find information about that?
So they can find it on www.kidtimeenterprises.org. That's my website.
.com. So kidtimeenterprises.com. That's the website.
.com, yeah.
Okay, that's the website.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's all right. That's where they can go and find more information about all of the great things that you're doing. You're an inspiration, you know that?
Thank you.
Yes, because, I mean, many of us, right, adults, we get lost in our own responsibilities and we forget to help those who are in need. So, you know, people like Sandy are doing it in big ways. So, Sandy, why don't you tell us a little bit of some of these ways that you guys are helping the veterans through the VFW?
Well, the VFW and our auxiliary, the VFW alone is the oldest veterans organization. It's over 120 years. And the auxiliary is over 105 years. We actually were instituted in 1914 when women had their first chance to vote and got their rights. So we've been around for a long time. And we have several big programs. And our number one program, our priority, is legislative battles.
So tell us a little bit more about that, because it sounds, you know, it's I was actually having this conversation with somebody the other day, and it was like, when you sign up, right, to serve your country, you have this idea that you're going to be cared for while you're there and when you're out of the vet, you know, when you're a vet, when you retire too. But it seems like there's a disconnect somewhere there. And, you know, hearing about legislative is like, why are we trying to, you know, that's the idea that I have, right? So why are we trying to change it? What do we need to look at when we're looking at those kind of things?
Well, when they do go in the service, they are promised to be taken care of for life.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't happen. And that's where we each, not only as a veterans organization, but every American needs to help fight for that. And you need to watch out for the bills that come through the legislative, things like the Blue Water Bill, the Persian Gulf Syndrome, caregivers, to help these veterans every day and their families. When they leave a wartime or a battle, they're not the same people. They don't come back the same people. So they don't think of themselves as a person who needs help. But as a family, it affects the family. And the family understands that they're not the same people that they left when they went to serve our nation. So we have to be there to fight every day for their rights and their benefits. And that's not always hard to do. The biggest thing is we also have to let them recognize that there's something wrong with them. And I think in their hearts they know, but they just don't want to ask for that help.
So what are some of the things that you guys see? You know, you're saying that they're not the same people when they left. Tell us some of the things that maybe are most prominent that you guys see most commonly among veterans when they come back from serving.
The biggest thing is PTSD. And, of course, you know, right now we're fighting suicide awareness.
I read a statistic that, you know, gave me the chills. It's like 20 veterans commit suicide every day.
Well, it was up to 21, then it went back down. Now it's kind of going back up. The trend's going back up again. So we all need to work on reaching out. There's something on a website that you can find called the 5 Warning Signs.
And I want us to talk about that because, you know, we talk about PTSD, and we've had people here in our studio before, and little things can cause you PTSD. You know, little losing somebody, breaking up a relationship. You know, little things that we all encounter can cause PTSD. So it comes in, I would think, in a much larger scale when you've had to go and encounter things that I don't think you can ever be fully prepared for. You know, what you see in a war, I don't think that through all of the training that you can receive, I don't think that you're ever really prepared to go and face something like that. That's just my personal opinion. So I can't even imagine what, you know, our veterans are going through and the kind of things that they have to overcome in order to be well again. So when I saw this campaign, this 5 things, I thought this is something that everybody needs to know about. There's 5 signs, clear signs that everybody should know. And I would love for you to tell us more about that so that we all know what to look for. Because like I said, it's not just veterans that are going through this. Everybody has, you know, through just their regular lives, we could be going through PTSD and not know it.
Yeah. Most of it is depression. That's the first and the most easiest sign to find. But also, if they're not speaking or holding conversation with you, that they're kind of setting off alone by themselves, you don't see them smile anymore if it was a person who smiles. Just let me give you one example. We have a program called the VFW National Home for Children and Military Families. Mm-hmm. It's a 640-acre land in Eaton Rapids, Michigan. We've had it since 1924. There are a lot of military families now going out there seeking help. It's all free. We take care of it. But anyhow, I ran into a 14-year-old young lady who was having a bake sale at the VFW National Home for our care packages for the military. So I said to her, "How are you doing?" Meaning, how are you doing with the bake sale? And she came back to me and she said, "I'm at peace. My family's at peace." And I went, "Oh, okay." Mm. Then she went to tell me about her dad went over to Iraq and he came back. He was her dad. And he went over to Iraq, and he came back, and he was her dad. But he went over to Afghanistan, and he came back, and he wasn't her dad anymore. And the whole family saw things such as him not relating, getting more anxious than he normally gets, getting a little radical at times, That's another sign. So it played a very important part of their everyday lives that changed because they couldn't be the same family that they always were, a happy family, a smiling family.
Right.
So finally, it was through the family that they got him help.
Mm.
And that's why they went to the VFW National Home. So they get that therapy, and they need that everyday therapy. They need that support. So look for signs like that.
Right.
And you can always call any VFW post, any American Legion AMVET post, or the Veterans Crisis Hotline, which I do have on my cell phone that I can give out here.
Yeah, absolutely.
To everybody.
Just go ahead and give it to everybody.
All right, let me get my phone here.
Tyler, so tell me, you know, you started with this one little project that was supposed to be one day getting bags to help the veterans, right? So where do you think you're going to go now? I mean, now that you have this, that it's almost happening every day, where do you see yourself going and how do you see helping them, you know, in the future? Do you have other big projects in mind?
Yes, so I do want to get a truck in the building.
Okay.
And is one goal.
So, and what would the truck be used for?
Like deliveries, maintenance, things like that.
Okay, great. And the building? You said the truck and the building, right?
Right.
So what would the building be used for?
Like for maybe housing for veterans or...
Okay.
Different, you know, storing things okay. like that.
Okay, I like that. And, if you could help them with the building, right? Do you have like a particular vision already? Like, do you have a very good idea of what this building would look like, what they would find in that building?
Yeah, so really, to make it is like a 2 to 4 floor building.
Okay, that's a big building. I like that. So you see that there's a big need for that help, right? You're not saying we just need one little room and that's going to take care of the problem. So you're seeing that this is something where you need a big building, right?
Right, because there is a lot of people and there's a lot of veterans around.
Right, so we need a lot of space for that. We need a lot of space to help them. And what are some of the things that they will find in this building? You know, when they come to this building, you said for housing, maybe storage. So what are some of the things that they're going to find that you see them finding? If you could do it, if you could make it happen, and you could have this building for them.
I'd like to see a lot of things they could use inside, you know, different things that they need.
Mm-hmm. Like what? Can you tell us a couple of things that you've noticed that they need?
I've noticed that they need a lot of housing because even though you have big shelters like Patriot House and McVet and things, you know, it isn't going to, you know, last long because there's so many veterans that are homeless that you're going to have to somehow fit all of those people in buildings, and it's hard.
Right. It's hard to fit those people in this building because there's a lot of people who need the help. So, right. Sandy, do you have the number for the hotline?
Yes. The hotline, it's called Veterans Crisis Hotline, and that's 1-800-273-8255. And encourage the veteran and the veteran yourself. Don't be afraid to call that hotline, because there is help available for you. And I can also give you the hotline for the VFW National Home for Children and Families.
Absolutely.
So.
And I want to talk about, you know, that, because usually we think of vets and we think them as just the person, right? Just the vet, just the person who went and served. And we forget that, as you were saying, you know, earlier, you told us a story about a 14-year-old girl. You didn't tell us the story of the veteran. You told us the story of the daughter, right?
Mm-hmm.
I do want you to talk about, you know, the impact on the families and the impact that you guys do and that you guys have on the families and why it's important to support them as well, not just our veterans, but their families too.
Exactly. Well, let me give you this hotline for the VFW National Home. It's 1-800-313-4200. And yes, it is important when you look at a veteran and you see what that veteran is going through. It does affect the wife and the children. And that's why we have centers all across the country. They have something called vet centers. There's about 320 some of them across the country that have hours in the evening, weekends, where they're trying to pull the family together. And that is what our job. And also when a veteran is suffering, they have needs. The family still have needs. When a soldier is overseas fighting, that family has needs. So we have a program called the Unmet Needs.
Right.
So we raise funds for these so that if a hot water heater goes up or tires on the car go bad or the kids need coats and shoes, then we're there to help them get through those times or even financial times that they're struggling. They come back home. They're dealing with trying to get back into the reality of life, a job, their family, because when they're fighting over there, they're in fear sometimes every day. Mm. When they come back here, it's a whole different world, and we can't expect them to come back and be the same person they were when they left,
right,
or to deal with the same situations every day. So that's why we are here. That's why we do these programs. And this Unmet Need is definitely a program that helps the family get through those difficult times.
So the local auxiliary that we have here, what's the focus of the auxiliary? What do you guys find, you know, a veteran who lives here in Howard County, if they come to you guys and contact you guys, what can they find through you guys right here locally?
Okay, we actually have something called a service officer. If they're fighting for their benefits, the family's fighting for their benefits, they're well-trained. Everything is free. You don't have to pay for any court fees. You don't have to pay for any fees at all to help you fight for your benefits and your rights and the rights of your family as well. So we're constantly encouraging that each and every day to come and knock on our door, and we'll be there for you to help you get through those difficult times.
Yep. Andrick, if I could ask you a question. You know, when Tyler saw this video and he said, "Mom, I want to do something. I want to help." I mean, he was four, yes, right? And I'm a mom too. And my kids many times have said, you know, "I want to do something." And we do it. And we do, you know, we'll do a small thing.
Right.
But as a parent, I know many times we kind of like shut our kids down, right? And we don't necessarily give them the wings to make a difference. We think, yeah, you're a kid, you dream big, and you know, you don't understand how the world works yet. But you didn't do that, right? You actually went the other way. So
no,
tell us a little bit.
I guess now in retrospect, it was a bit unusual to take a four-year-old seriously.
Right.
But I did test his seriousness along the way. Mm. And what I did as the first thing, he said he wanted the governor to know how he felt in terms of he had questions.
Right.
And I felt as though if you want me to contact the governor's office, I want you to be able to articulate some of your questions.
Right.
So instead of just typing the questions, I asked him to memorize the questions, present himself professionally in a video form. And he was forced, squirming even more than now. Oh, this is hard, Mom, but he did it.
Right.
And he got it together enough that they could see he was serious, that he really wanted to know. They replied in letter form, and that really impressed him that he got an answer.
Right.
And
right.
I think it encouraged him as well to know that maybe there are some people who will listen even though you're little.
Right.
Another thing I did.
Kind of like weird because, so this is a story. So we were coming home one evening in our old car. So
okay.
We have a brand new Sonata, but you can call my uncle's car more shiny if you want to.
Sounds good. So tell us more about the story.
So I got out the car, and we had actually came back with the pizza with my usual smack, because I really likes pizza.
Okay.
So I said, "Was that litter on the porch?" So I put it down, put the thing down in our lounge chair. I go and open it up, and there is the governor's thing sitting in there.
I've never gotten a letter from him. That's pretty impressive.
And I was...
How did you feel?
I was, like, excited, literally.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty cool. So what, you know, getting that letter, was that the first thing that told you, I can do this? Was that, like, something that inspired you? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. Yes. So once you got that letter in the mail, what was the next thing in your mind? Like, okay, I got this letter. What was next? What did you, you know, what did you decide after that?
Did you know I wanted to do more and to help and that I didn't want to not do anything and stop.
So for other kids, Tyler, who, you know, who might be your age or younger, what would you tell them, you know, if they also have big ideas?
To never stop and keep on going and keep on being inspired.
I love that. I love that. And I think you need to tell all of us adults that, too, mm-hmm. because I think we forget that. And thank you, Andrea, for you sure. know, for inspiring us,
you
know, by helping your child. Because as I said, as a parent, many times right. we forget that they can. And they, I mean, they hold, you know, we always say our kids hold the future. But right. we wait for them to be adults.
Right.
Right. To do something. Whereas, as Tyler's story is mm-hmm. really showing us. They don't need to be adults.
No,
right?
They don't have to. And I just enjoy that he's mobilized people to think about, well, if a little kid can be this passionate to do something, right. why can't I? And we hear a lot of that feedback. Well, how can I do something? Where can I go?
Right.
How can I get involved? How may I help? And that's really what this is about, too. It's not just about Tyler, just like we were blessed to meet Sandy. And if everyone works together and does their part of something, it all makes a difference. And these veterans are appreciative and they want to see people getting involved. They're not going to ask a lot of times,
no,
but they will accept the help when they see it sincere. And to me, if someone does have post-traumatic stress disorder and you see a kid coming in mm-hmm. or the community getting together to do something on the level that it can be done, it has to hit the heart and say, right. wow, people do care about me. I need to fight for myself. And then they can go to people exactly. like Sandy for the other services. But it's even showing love that we do appreciate them and what they've been through. It matters. And I think a lot of times when anyone is going through a hard time, just feeling like you matter can help you to keep going. And a lot of veterans tell Tyler that, thank you. You cared about someone like me. And to Tyler, they're rock stars, but to them, they don't see the impact that they have on people. Mm. Like Tyler and even me, I didn't get involved before this. My right. father's a veteran, and I heard the stories and didn't recognize maybe he had some things that he had that were unresolved. I was a teenager and just said, why does he repeat this every day to me? But now I get it a little more.
Right. And I love what you just said, you know, just listen. Just show mm-hmm. like a sincere thank you can right. maybe many, many times be very healing for somebody who's going through something like that, and just feel appreciated can make a huge difference. Sandy, opportunities for people to take action, opportunities for people to get involved. I mean, other than, you know, we just gave everybody a really strong message. You don't have to do anything other than what you're doing today, but just pay attention to everybody around you. And be kind, right? And just be kind and just show support, just genuine support to everybody around you. Just kindness can make a huge difference. But for somebody who wants to take an extra step, right, who's already going around and spreading kindness everywhere they go, what else can they do? How else can they get involved and help?
First off, and most important, when you see a soldier or you see a veteran, first say thank you. Mm-hmm. You're appreciated. That's the best gift that you can give them. But the other thing is, in the veterans, in the VA medical centers, they're looking for volunteers. They need you to come out and just read to them, talk with them, bring them things like hats and gloves and white socks and little snacks and you know, books to read and word and search books for them to work. Simple little things like that, especially at, say, the Lock Raven VA Medical Center, because that's a long-term care veterans medical center. And even down at Baltimore, take your family. You can go as a family just to go say thank you. Go visit the wards and say, hi, how are you doing? It makes a tremendous difference in their lives.
Wonderful. And then if everybody wants to find out more information about the VFW, where can they go? How can they get in touch with you guys?
We're located at, we're named Yingling Ridgely VFW Post and Auxiliary. We're off Old Columbia Pike at 4225 VFW Lane. So you can go there just about any time and say, what can I do? But we do meet the second Thursday of the month at 7 p.m., and that's a good time to come and join us and to say, what can we do to help you? Mm-hmm. And believe me, we are busy continuously every day. We just did the Veterans Day program for about a week. We went to the cemeteries. What we do is we change the flags and give fresh American flags so we can honor them at all times. Mm-hmm. It takes a team to do something like that.
Yeah.
Going to the VA hospitals, we go the second Tuesday of the month around 12 noon. The more, the merrier people that can come along and be a part of that. There's so many things. We had a Veterans Day. The Veterans Elementary School sponsored a Veterans Day program. We also come there and help to educate them on the veterans. And one of the teachers said something that really struck my heart. And we had our VFW members there, and they came out in their hats and they shook their hands. They told them they were either from Vietnam War. We had one from World War II, Stephen, and some from the Persian Gulf and Iraq War. And they got to come and shake their hands. And one of the students first said, so this is what a veteran is. And then that's when the teacher came back and said, you showed them today what a veteran is. They hear veterans, but do they understand a veteran? And today they got to see and hear some of their stories.
Right.
And that's what they need to hear, too.
Yeah, we need to get to know them for sure. Tyler, how can we help you? I want to close this program just, you know, letting people know how we can help you.
So you can go on my website. And matter of fact, just one comment. Actually, my grandfather just got out of the VA.
Okay.
And hospital in Baltimore.
Okay, is he doing okay then?
Yeah, he just has some things with his health, but he's in the home now, so I feel a lot better with that.
Good. I am glad to hear that. Thanks for letting us know. I'm glad that he is on recovery. So tell us, how can we help you?
So you can help me by going to my website, and you can also go on GoFundMe too. That's a good way to help.
Mm-hmm. Can you remind us of your website before we close our program?
www.kidtimeenterprises.com.
GetTimeEnterprises.com. Tyler, thank you for being an inspiration to everybody and letting us know that we are never too young or too old, really, to help each other. So thank you for that. And Sandy, thank you. Thank you also for everything that you guys do and for going out and showing us who a veteran is and, you know, reminding us that they're with us every day, everywhere we walk, they're there and they're people like us, and we just need to be kind.
Right. We just have to remember that every day is Veterans Day.
Thank you guys for coming in
this morning.
Thank you. And thank you everybody for listening and watching. And we will be back on Wednesday. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Connect with us. We are Dragon Digital Radio.